Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Harris and Trump debate obviously being dissected. It's everybody looking at who won, who didn't win, listening to the words, the facial expressions, and of course the body language, because we know nonverbal communication speaks a lot louder in many cases than verbal ones. And Donald Trump himself, being such an interesting character, he has refined his body language somewhat over the years that he has been in politics, maybe a little bit more sophisticated now than he was back then, but still quite telling. And we wanted to speak to an expert on this to try and understand how, in terms of nonverbal communication, this debate played out. Tzvi Ofir is a body language expert. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Great to be back once again.
So it's a very interesting field, because sometimes the content of the debate really is neither here nor there. I guess it's the question of who dominated and who came out on top. And there's no better way than looking at the body language and the nonverbal cues from the participants. Give us your thoughts on that.
Okay, absolutely. First of all, I absolutely agree with you. And therefore, I'm not going to be talking about the content, but more of how region body language. Now, just one quick remark is that the world changed in the way of presidential debates in 1960, when the first televised debate between John F. Kennedy against Richard Nixon. Now, John F. Kennedy, he came out the winner. Mm-hmm. For all those who watched him on TV, all those who listened on the radio thought that Richard Nixon was better. But this basically gave John F. K. the points that he needed, and it won him the election. Now, there are many reasons behind this, which I'm not going to go into now, but it's interesting that for the past 64 years, televised debates are a very important part of the presidential elections everywhere in the world, and even more so in the States. So 3 months ago, we had President Joe Biden's disastrous debate against former President Donald Trump, and this basically toppled him as the Democratic nominee. So it has an effect. I want to focus on three things regarding the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Right.
So in the Trump-Biden debate, there was no handshake between them, not at the beginning and not at the end. And here we have Harris, who marched across the stage. She extended her hand. She introduced herself. And this was with eye contact, touch. And the handshake, it communicates on its basic level, politeness, civility, basic level of respect. But here, it was more to send a message that she was not afraid to take Trump on. And this took him off guard. Now, Kamala Harris prepared very well for this debate, not only on the questions and her answers, but also in the interpersonal communication between herself and between the audience, between herself and between the interviewers, and between herself and Donald Trump. So this first owning the stage, so to speak, where she walked across, shook hands, and then went back to her place, she basically won points on that. Now, during the whole of the 90 minutes, Trump had very, very little, if any, eye contact. Now, when you don't look at someone, it can come from a number of reasons. It can come because of indifference. It can come from a place of disrespect. And so Trump, he had very little eye contact. When he spoke straightforward. When he was listening to Kamala Harris, again, his face was forward. He didn't react towards her, or he didn't look towards her at all. And on the other hand, Harris addressed him. She held eye contact most of the time. about 90% of the time. When she was looking at him, speaking to him, when he was talking, so her facial expressions showed what she thought of what he was saying, and she acted. Now, Kamala Harris comes from litigation. She comes from courts of law. And there, the body language of lawyers is a crucial part of being able to get the message across to the judge, to the jury. So she has obviously had quite a lot of experience in that. And she enhanced her abilities in her practice before the debate. And the third thing is they both blinked a lot. Now, that's something which is interesting because we often use blinks to display disagreement or incredulity. And it's very highly visual. Now, usually people blink a lot more when the brain is in fast motion, so to speak. It's one of the tells of when somebody's telling the truth or not telling the truth. When somebody's blink rate goes up, it means they're under a lot of pressure. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying, but it means that there's a lot of
there's some form of stress or concern.
Exactly. So Harris did it when Trump accused her of copying Biden's policy plans. And it's a way of non-verbally dismissing his argument as unserious. So the three things, whether it's with the handshake and or whether it's with the eye contact and whether it's with the blinking, so these are three things which were very noticeable during the debate. Of course, there are other things which are less subtle, which in the way that they dressed, they both dressed in dark clothes in order to stand out more. They both stood the whole of the time behind their podiums. So there were things which are to do a lot with how the place is set up, how much time each one has. But it was a very interesting debate between the two.
Donald Trump, as I've watched him as well from this perspective over the years, has generally been quite loose in his body language. Much, you know, whenever he met Putin is very controlled and very, very structured. Donald Trump sitting with his legs open and slouching and grimacing. Even his handshake, where he extends with his palm upward, but then puts his other hand and over the other person. I recall him doing that with Macron. It's been very unsophisticated. You referred to Kamala Harris's training. Is this an area that Donald Trump would need to focus on a lot more, or is this something that is just who he is and is unlikely to change?
Okay, so first of all, the two places where each one comes from. Donald Trump comes from the business world. And as quite a wealthy person, a very wealthy person, he tends to go into things as he is. And you have to, as if to say, you accept me as I am, or you don't accept me, but this is who I am. So in the way of handshakes, I just want to add on one thing, that it's correct. He puts his hand up. The other person puts his hand into Donald Trump's hand. He then covers it and then pulls it towards him.
Right.
To bring the person off balance.
Off balance, yeah.
And he's never cared much about what he says or how he looks. That's who he is. Therefore, I think that for him, I think it would be very good if he went through some training, if there's going to be another debate, which we're not sure of at the moment. It would help him a lot, because in this debate, he did not come across even as his regular Donald Trump. He came across more mechanical, less energetic. He woke up towards the end. But it wasn't Joe Biden who we've seen in previous debates. And this is his fifth one. And Kamala Harris's first one. So
also indicating
that's
perhaps
who he is.
Indicating perhaps that he underestimated his opponent. which he could well have done. We do need to leave it there. Tzvi Ofir, thank you for that fascinating interpretation and analysis of the debate. Tzvi Ofir is a body language expert, and we've just been examining the Trump-Harris body language.